What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and it is a beautiful Thursday here in Dallas, Texas. Before we kick this off, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been here for the show, listened, shared, left ratings, left reviews, all the people who have come and poured their story out over our community. Guys, I appreciate each and every one of you, and it's because you guys are here that we do what we do, because we want to make a bigger impact in the world around us. That being said, guys, mark your calendars. It's not for sure which weekend yet in September, but it's the 9th through the 12th or the 23rd through the 25th. Be prepared. The Empowerment Factor is coming full scale. We are bringing you an awesome 3-day virtual event. We have a ton of speakers lined up, ready to pour out their story, ready to share their journey, what they did to find success, what they did to get out of their own way. Guys, it's going to be freaking epic. That being said, I want to jump in here today and have a little conversation about a good friend of mine, Steve Gamlin, right? Steve Gamlin, he is the vision board master, and I love hearing Steve talk. I've heard him talk multiple times at this point, and we've had conversations around this because every now and again, when something pops up in my head, I'll message it to him and be like, yo, here. And then, like, for my visions, he gives me a little coaching, like a little advice on how to really sink it in. And then I reminded of moments that he shared with me about other people and people that he's connected with and the things that help motivate them. And when I'm out and about and I see something and I'm reminded, hey, Steve was telling us about that, I'll take a picture of it and I'll send it to him. And it's so great because, like, he's got this one person, like, giraffes are the thing. And so not often we see a giraffe in the States, but when I do catch one, and if I'm reminded, I'll take a picture of it and send it to him. And it's just stuff like that. Like, it's crazy. But anyway, Steve is the vision board master. And I want to share this with you today because, well, we are bringing an amazing 3-day summit. And that summit is going to require a vision to pull off. I have to have the vision in my head of what I want to see for this event. What impact do I want this event to have? How many people do I want this event to reach? How many speakers do we want? How much time do we want to consume? How much content are we going to produce? Like, there's a million questions about it. And as I'm putting this all together, it's really easy to see, hey, I want to host an event. It's going to be online. We're going to have a few speakers. We're going to live stream it from Zoom to Facebook to YouTube. Cool. That's the easy part. What about systems? What about processes? What about expectations? What about the measurability of the event? How do we know this event was a success? How do we gauge the audience response? Like, there's all these things that started playing into my head, and I was reminded of this as I was starting to put this together, because at first I had that, hey, we're going to get people together. We're going to post about it online. We're going to host it through Zoom. People can watch it on Facebook and YouTube. It sounds easy, right? Then I was reminded of this conversation with Steve, and there's a couple of things that he really did that really set the record straight for me. First and foremost, obviously, it's no secret to anybody that I want to be sharing my journey, my story on stages and making an impact on somebody's life. And I had an opportunity to step foot onto a stage that I was very proud of, even though it wasn't my stage. And I sent a picture to Steve, and he messaged me back. He's like, can you get a picture of you on the stage? like from Adia's point of view. And I did. I sent it to him. I was like, here you go. He's like, okay, do it again. But when you're up there, I want you to smell it. I want you to listen to the sound. I want you to just totally envision yourself wrapped up in the moment of you being up there. And he sent me back a video clip of the picture. He did some like pan and scan, zoom in or zoom out magic on it. And he put a track behind it that it was basically an introduction track for my keynote speaking. And it just really solidified the vision. Another prime example, I was at a church event and somebody came up with a red Lamborghini. Gorgeous cars to look at. Steve popped into my head. Sit in it. Feel the wheel. Start it up. Rev it. Feel it. Live it. And as I did that, I really started to feel it deep inside. And I will say, from personal experiences, that everywhere I'm always looking now, I keep seeing exotic cars that I'm really interested in. And that, we'll get into that, all that later. But the point is that in order to make success in your life, you have to set a vision for what it is that you want. You have to have a goal in mind for what you want. You have to have a plan for what it is that you want. Guys, the world is yours. Each and every one of us have our own world to live in. What everybody else does, that's between them and their world. But I will tell you this. If you have a mission in your heart and the vision keeps being brought to your mind, there's a reason that vision is upon you. Chase it. Envelop yourself in it. And come at it with everything that you have. And don't stop. Guys, I love you. Have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you soon. Remember, we have a choice in how we choose to live our day, and I hope you choose to make the day awesome.